This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Happy Friday, happy Halloween, happy Nevada Day. We are literally the only ones in the building. I didn't hear it earlier. Is Mitch Kelly even working?
No.
Or is it Trent doing it from his bedroom with no pants on?
No, Mitch is here. His car's in the parking lot.
Did you see his car?
Mitch is here.
Yes.
Because Mitch is a warrior. Mitch is a dog like us. Mitch is a dog like we are. We ain't missing out. It's a big day. We're not missing out today. We're not taking a Friday just because we could.
Unless he forgot. And then he just came into work.
No, like, man, he knew we were here. He's a dog. Mitch is a dog. Roof, 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 roof. Did you not hear me? Roof, roof. He's a dog. Say it, Michaela. Roof, roof, roof.
He's a dog.
That's all I wanted to. I just wanted to see what she.
So much passion from her matches you.
What her interpretation would be.
In fact, calm down.
Can I be honest with you right now? Honestly, I'm healthy today. I was sick all week again. I got that second wave of whatever was going around.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, no, so I'm on one. I knew I had to be right for Town Scary because you can't be around people and whatnot if you're sick. So I knew I had to get right.
Oh, for sure.
And good.
Yeah, we made it. We're here.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Just good. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Today is the 31st day of October 2025. Ooh. We're 34 days until Toy Drive. We're
insane.
3 weeks. This time, 3 weeks from now, Thanksgiving. It's Black Friday 3 weeks from now.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it? Isn't that what it is?
Yep.
Is it 3 weeks?
Maybe four.
We ordered our turkey yesterday.
4 weeks away, but still, the point stands.
There's a barbecue place that makes incredible turkey, and we're going to try them. We stumbled into it. We tried their turkey breast a few months ago, and we went, you guys do Thanksgiving too, right? And they were like, uh-huh. So we went in and ordered yesterday. We felt like such adults being ready ahead of time.
Hell yeah.
We bought it in October.
We went to Walmart and got our stuffing and gravy mix ahead of the supposed swarms that'll happen over the weekend. I don't think any of that's going to happen.
That is adulting at its finest, and you should Thank feel you. Superior. Thank I love you. That feeling. You should.
No.
When you do something ahead of time, you're like, I am incredible.
Thank you, Michaela.
You're welcome.
I do feel it. One, two, three. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somehow it looked different on my calendar because there's only three Thursdays Wait, one, two, three. No, there's four. Never mind. I'm looking at my calendar wrong. I'm all fired up today. I can't keep a thought in my head. It's awesome.
Great.
I love it. You know how that is when you don't realize how sick you were or how tired you were? Sorry, still phlegmy.
Until you're back and you're like, I'm so back.
Yeah, and you're like, what's all this? That's me.
I love
it. I apologize in advance. Fine.
Great.
Great. Get on my level. That's what I'm saying right now. Get on my level. I'm not coming. I'm not going backwards to you. Get on my level.
Good.
Oh, you guys are going to annoy me to no end today. I can tell. The same amount that I'm going to annoy you.
No.
No. We're matching energies. We got you.
Yeah.
No, sure. Man. You guys are like, it's Friday. Cool. We're going to do Town Scary.
You know what it is? You know what it is? When you love your family so much, and when you realize that the people in your home don't have to go to work and don't have to go to school.
Everyone's still sleeping in.
But you have to go to work, and then you look over before you leave the door, and you look at them, and they're sleeping peacefully. And that peace that they have.
You're trying to sell us.
Pisses you off so much.
Yeah, you're trying to sell us on that, man. Nobody's buying what you're selling. Nobody's buying that, dude. You're just mad. You're just mad because you had to come to work. And we understand it. We do. We do.
Jason, Freddy, Pennywise, Chucky, and...
The Chet Buchanan Show. Happy Halloween from 98.5 KLUC.
That's it. You know what? Shout out to our boy JB.
Yes.
That's
fine.
I enjoy it. You know what? I enjoyed that.
It's the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'll take things that are frightening in the morning for 500, Alex. That's awesome. Adrian, who's on the phone, please, sir?
That'll be Maria Cordova from North Las Vegas.
Well, hello, Maria. Happy Halloween. Happy Nevada Day.
Happy Halloween.
And most importantly, happy Friday.
Woohoo!
Right?
We've been sitting on this for a while. We won't rat her out, but when she was younger, you know, she had to pay for college and all. She used to how do I say this nicely? Michaela. Do I say it nicely or I just say she was a stripper. So her 8-year-old found a box of her old costumes in the closet and said, Mommy, I want to be a policeman for Halloween. Wanted to wear the. So the outfit is baggy. It's not. I mean, she's 8, so it's not sexual.
Yeah.
But the mom is still wondering if she should still let her daughter wear it. Should you? What say you?
Well, yeah. As long as she doesn't trip, she should be fine.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't.
Right? Yeah.
It's clean.
Yeah. Well, we hope. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michaela? I don't think it's that big of a deal. If she wants to wear the handcuffs and be a cop, so what?
Yeah. Just roll it up a little bit. It'll be fine.
What difference is it going to, how much different is it going to look than the Spirit Halloween store costume? You know?
Yeah. As long as it's appropriate, she's having fun. No one knows where it came from. Little kids are nosy. They find stuff they're never supposed to find anyway.
Mom knows. Mom knows where it came from.
Right?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What do you think, Mel? You don't think she should?
I don't know. This is why I'm asking you guys. I figured.
I mean, it's $20 at Spirit Halloween just to clear your conscience and get something new with no previous history. Would it kill you?
But the 8-year-old wants this one. But you've lived. Yeah, and you've lived this, Adrian. She wants this one. Mommy, I want to wear this one. How do you explain why you're not gonna? Why you can't?
You just say no.
Understood.
Like, you can't lay in the bed right now. Can't, sorry. Or whatever the case may be, you can't do it right now. Because you have no idea what just happened. Get away from here. Same thing. Hey, we'll get you a new one. Let's go to Spirit Halloween. We'll make it the trip. Come on,
I realize we're late on this one. Tina in Mountain's Edge. My kid has a group costume planned with a few friends. Another friend wants in. Do I make her include the other friend or let her handle it on her own, Maria?
Ooh, depends what the costume. I would try to include the kid, but what's the costumes? Like, I would say try to include them somehow if they want.
Yeah. If there's a spot, but if it's not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What's the other one with the different colors? With the like, the there's Rangers. Like four of them. Who?
The Power Rangers?
Power Rangers.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's Power Rangers and you already got all the Power Rangers, you can't have two greens. You can't.
It's not ideal, but I'll tell you what. Growing up in a big neighborhood, a big family, we had a couple of greens and a couple of extra pinks.
Would
you?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Just so all the little kids feel included still.
Maria, what's your take on that with the new information?
I think so. And honestly, I want to say I've seen like different color Power Rangers now. So I don't think there's just four anymore. I think there's, like, tons. And at least they're there instead of being somewhere else. Like, they could be at a party. They could be somewhere else. You know, at least they're somewhere.
I think they're little. This felt little to me.
Little.
I don't...
Well, these... Yeah. Maybe yeah, the parents are busy, and the kid's like, oh, my parents said yes. Can I join you guys?
Yeah.
I would
make a color.
Yeah, they could turn on together. And call it a day.
They could, like...
Yeah, you're right, you guys.
They could be green and red. They could be, like,
To be on the good side of karma. You know what I mean? On Friday, and it's Nevada Day, and it's a good day, and it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. It's going to be anyway.
Yes.
And you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So why not stay on the right side of this and say, let them in?
Yeah.
Why not? Maybe on another day I'd take a harder stance. Not today, people.
We've got pinks, two reds, four greens, and you're going to
let them all in.
Yeah.
Let them all in. It's great. Last one. We've got about a minute. My neighbor has gone door to door throughout the neighborhood demanding that we all refrain from handing out candy with peanuts because her son has a peanut allergy. So now it's on the whole neighborhood to protect him, says Sarah in Green Valley. Now it's on the whole neighborhood. Am I being hormonal and cranky? Or how does this all work in 2025? Mm-hmm. What a great email. How does this all work, Maria? Does the whole neighborhood have to now scour their candy collection and make sure that they don't have any peanuts? Or
honestly, I would just go to the store and buy like a cheap little like Airheads or like those gummy candies. So it's not chocolate. There's no peanuts whatsoever. And just when I see that kid, maybe, because I think I want to say I've seen somewhere maybe like where if they have a certain color bucket or I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Like if they're allergic to peanuts, it's always nice to have that alternative. Mm-hmm. But a lot of kids do like the Reese's and all that. So you have like that good candy. So that way you're not the neighborhood.
Boy.
You're the neighborhood house that has like the dum-dums, you know, they're like, I don't like those candies. But, you know, you have a variety, maybe, like the alternative if they're allergic to peanuts.
Isn't that the thing, too? That, and I'm not knocking it necessarily, but boy, you've got to have a checklist next to your door that if they show up with a different color bucket, you got to know all the buckets. It's on you to know the buckets.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like, I didn't know the buckets. Who doesn't know the bucket? And it's like, oh, my God. But isn't it on that mom to protect her kid?
I think she thinks she is. Most of the time the kids don't have parents. So like, I don't know. I think kids know their allergies. Now I'm thinking it too. I don't know.
Isn't that for mom to go through the candy and make sure there's no paydays?
It definitely is. Yeah. But also the neighbor should have some empathy and just be like, well, I'm not getting what I'm getting. But just to let you know, I am having candy that has peanuts in it. So be cautious.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
If it's that bad and they can't be close to it and I've got to make sure the whole neighborhood doesn't do it. That's rough. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough spot.
Or maybe that parent buy their own candy and be like, okay, like let their kid go trick-or-treating. They put all that candy to the side. They go through it themselves. But then...
Yeah.
You know, they buy their own bag for their kids. That their kid likes that isn't peanuts. And
100%. I think it's up to the parent.
And you swap out more of the good for the bad.
Yeah.
And then guess what?
Yeah, and then,
you've And you've got your own secret stash of Snickers bars just for yourself.
Cha-ching.
Yes.
I'm so excited for the night. Jack.
Which, by the way, you want the whole neighborhood to not have Snickers bars, but you got a drawer of them in the. Oh, okay. I see what's going on here.
Okay, great. Got it.
Have fun. Hopefully, we'll see you at Jessica Simpson.
Okay. Is that what I'm
All right. Like? Did you know? Did you know what was happening?
No. Like, my son and I were just grocery shopping, and we got in the car, and we're like, okay.
I'll call.
Let's see what we win.
That was so cute.
Okay, well, Jessica Simpson, next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday at Planet Hollywood. And if we see each other, I'll buy you a drink. I'm telling everybody. The company hates that I'm saying this because they're like, there's some sort of legalities or whatever. And I'm like, no, I'm buying people drinks. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, we're 21.
Yeah, that's right. We'll run into each other. Hang on one second.
Jason, Freddie, Pennywise, Chucky, and...
The Chet Buchanan Show. Happy Halloween from 98.5 KLUC.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Halloween good feeling stories of the day. Nevada Day good feeling stories of the day. Friday good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good. Is this good news or bad news that we turn our clocks back on tomorrow night? Michaela made a face.
Bad news, bears.
So is that an extra hour of sleep?
Extra hour of sleep.
But so it gets dark earlier.
So what's the problem?
Gets dark at 4 o'clock.
Hate that.
So one day extra hour of sleep versus dark.
Not with it.
I'll take it. Sleep's important.
One extra
take
hour,
a nap,
babe.
Bro. Take a nap.
I don't have time for a nap.
Of course not. You're so busy. I know.
100%.
Slam, baby. Do you like it? Do you care, Chet?
I don't care. I don't. And people get really worked up about it, and I'm not one of those. I'm not crazy about the dark. If I had to choose, if I got to choose, I would keep it the way it is right this moment.
Yeah.
And just ride this forever.
Same.
But yeah, the back and forth doesn't. I don't get as worked up as some. A woman in Tampa. Ooh, sorry. Residual phlegm from earlier this week. Sickness. A woman in Tampa just got her dog back 7 years after he went missing. Her house got robbed and the burglar left the door open. What a jerk!
Oh my God.
Although that, honestly, if you were coming to rip my house off, that's what when we had dogs, I would have just opened the door. They would have ran out. They wouldn't have cared. They'd have barked at you for a minute and then they would have just ran out. Would your dogs protect your house?
No, they'd run for sure.
Yeah, if you just opened the door or if you gave them treats, they'd shut up.
At 4:30 in the morning when I open the door, they run out and I chase them. I do cardio now before I even get here unwillingly. Because they're insane.
Because you have to chase them.
Yeah.
Well, good news. The dog name was Luca.
Cute.
Luca ran out. The woman in Tampa, and I didn't realize that this was a thing, but you have to keep the microchip active. I didn't. Do you pay every year?
No, I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that either. I've never heard of such a thing.
Uh-uh.
But she kept the dog's Luca, his microchip active for 7 years, hoping that somebody might find him and reach out. A cop spotted him wandering down the street earlier this month. Do you think he really wanted to come home? Because I don't know. He wasn't that far away. Here's the police officer.
Yeah, you're from Wayne. Do you have a collar? Hey, bud. See a tag or anything on you? He's a good boy. Hey, we're going to go somewhere, okay? I'm going to see if you got a chip on you.
Hey, can we normalize putting music behind video footage like that? Can we please not putting the jaunty music behind it?
That's not possible, babe.
Sports people in this town, too. You don't need music behind the highlights. It's good. Anyway, so they found him. He had a microchip. It's awesome.
Okay, good.
How do you feel? And I think this is more the characters he plays. I'm on the fence about Jesse Eisenberg. You know Lex Luthor from the DC Extended Universe. He played Mark Zuckerberg in Social Network. He's in the Now You See Me movies. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, kind of. I can see his face.
Right, right. So I'm kind of on the fence with him, but I think it's mostly because of his Mark Zuckerberg thing. You know how he played Mark Zuckerberg? No, this guy's kind of a jerk.
Sure.
I'm now fully Team Jesse. He's donating a kidney to a person in need. They're calling it, he's doing it in mid-December. It's called an altruistic donation. He goes, it's essentially risk-free. Do I have audio on this? I'm looking, sorry. It's essentially risk-free, and somebody's going to need the kidney. He doesn't know who. And quite frankly, he doesn't care who.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's incredible.
He's just giving it to a stranger that is selected by medical compatibility. Since Jesse's doing it through the National Kidney Foundation's Family Voucher Program, his family will be prioritized in the future if anybody ever needs a kidney back. But he's not there to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
He also said that he's a big blood donor. He goes, I just have so much blood in me, and I feel like I should spill it. I really like doing it, and I don't know why. I got, like, bitten by the blood donation bug. I love it. So shout out Jesse Eisenberg. Very good. Yeah. And if that's not a good feeling story of the day, I don't know what is.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
right, 7:05 on Friday, the 31st day of October. Happy Halloween. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Happy Nevada Day. Life is good. 80 degrees. Perfect. Town scary happening 4 o'clock this afternoon. Goes till 8. The candy goes till 7, though. So it's after that, just know. Beat the rush. Beat the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I would show up early if it's me. I show up early, but not too early. Like, because here's how it works at Town Scary. There's a wave of people that come in right out of the chute. And so then there's kind of lines for candy. Let that all dissipate. Be there around 4:30, 4:45. Then hit the candy, hit the costume contest, hit the, you know, bounce house and the DJ and all that. And then by 6:30, our last costume contest, brought to you by Paul Powell Law Firm. The last costume contest ran around 6:30, and then beat the traffic.
Perfect. Sounds like a perfect plan.
I'm telling you, veteran of many town, some would say all the town scaries. This is the, this is the way to go. And also the smart people park facing out close to the get out spot. And there's a number, and go towards sunset.
Genius.
That's pro tip. Those are all the pro tips.
Let's go.
Park over kind of by Guitar Center, but park facing out, back into the space. I know you hate people to back into the space, but be that person. Back into the space, and then have it so that your nose is pointed towards a, so you can get out.
Yeah.
Nice and sunset. Clean. Nice, clean, yep. Simple.
Clean.
Continue your trick-or-treating in your neighborhood. There you
clean
go.
Clean extrication.
Yeah, unless you're me and you tried to back out into a spot a few months ago and took up two spaces and had to pull out and try again and did that for
okay.
a few times until
whatever
you drive
it takes.
Around the parking lot and decided not to ever do that again.
Whatever. No, but that effort will pay off in the end. On the backside of that, Michaela, it's way better than trying to get people to let you back out
right.
so that you can get out.
Right.
Just this right way you can just pull forward and right into it.
Excellent.
I'm just saying. So Adrian was taunting Michaela. I felt it was taunting. I don't know.
No.
Teasing, poking.
Adrian
was saying, this is a big Michaela's hometown throwdown today. Why is this?
I was not taunting. It's just Michaela, your Commissioner Gordon. Of course, that's a reference to Batman. And in the new Batman series, the new where Robert Pattinson is Batman, that movie begins on Halloween.
Oh.
Today's Halloween.
Okay, let's go.
So out of respect for Commissioner Gordon.
Okay.
I told you it was something
small. I'm picking it up.
Great.
I got you. The pressure's
sure.
on. Fine, I'll take
not.
It seriously.
It's not. It's flimsy. It's fine. It's loose.
Fantastic
it's loose,
film.
It's a loose tie. 702-364-9898. Andrew Santino tickets for you. Christy Pinio from Aliante is a 2-time champion. And again, Andrew Santino, Google him. You know that he is that guy from That Thing. Again, the Best Friends podcast with Bobby Lee. He's on Barstool, does stuff for Barstool. He's all over your TikTok feed. Whether you want him there or not, he's all over your TikTok feed. So 702-364-9898. And we'll get you tickets to go see Andrew Santino at the Encore Theater at the Wynn. And again, the number 702-364-9898 is Michaela's hometown throwdown right now.
Candy, costumes, and scary movies. Happy Halloween from
98.5 KLUC.
All right, we found her. We found the champion. We're good to go. It's Michaela's hometown throwdown. Doesn't take a day off for Nevada Day. Not Michaela's hometown throwdown. And nor does the champion, Christy Pinio from Aliante. We were scared for a second. You all right, champ?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. Thank you.
She's back, baby.
Did you think we were taking the day off?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I want to listen. No further questions, Your Honor. I'm just making sure everything's all right. That's good. This is good. All right, Adrian, who's our challenger?
That'll be Rose Goodrich from Galleria.
Hey, Rose.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Have you heard the game before? Do you know how it's played?
I have not. I've been away for a long
time. It's okay.
Time.
No, you're allowed. No, you're allowed. We'll explain it. If you think you know the answer to the question, buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud so that we can hear you for sure. But then don't answer until we call on you, because you may think you got in first, but you may not have. Okay?
Okay.
First 1-3 wins the game. And your quiz master, we call her the commissioner. Why is that, Christy?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon.
That's my guess.
Your Commissioner Gordon, the one and only Michaela Gordon.
This actress, starring in the new boxing movie, Christy, is getting dragged for wearing a see-through gown to a women's empowerment event.
Christy to go to start first.
Sydney Sweeney? Is that her
is
name?
Is it Sydney Sweeney? Yeah, okay. I think Sydney Sweeney's going to get dragged for whatever she does. I thought she looked great.
I'm happy to say Sharon Stone and all of the women there were like, you look good, girl. I feel like the drag is from other people, because a lot of the women were like, it's fabulous. It's a women's event.
I can speak for my algorithm, and everyone approved of what she was wearing. Yes. So. I don't know what the
Where. There's a definite segment of the population that's two thumbs up, and you know, and whatever else she got, we're in favor. Somehow Sydney Sweeney has become political, and so that made it weird. Yeah, I don't get it. Champion up one zip.
This actress will narrate an upcoming documentary about King Charles III, which is different than roles she's had in the past, like Rose from Titanic. What's her name?
Two, oh my God. Rose. One.
Wrong.
No, did you hear Rose?
Did Rose buzz
I heard
in?
Rose. I did before it buzzed.
Oh, okay.
Out.
Yeah, no, got in before the buzzer. Whatever the commissioner says goes, just so y'all understand how this works. So, Rose, Michaela says you got in.
I thought I did, but I didn't know. It's near, far, wherever you are. That's her name.
No. Oh, my God.
Is it near, far, wherever you are?
Crap.
No, it is not near, far, wherever you are. That is not the answer. It bought you a couple extra seconds, Christy. We have to give you a chance to answer. Do you know the answer?
Kate Winslet.
Is it Kate Winslet? It is Kate Winslet.
It is, but near, far, wherever you are is the best answer.
Favorite answer ever. Favorite answer
ever had.
Ever.
Oh my goodness.
So good.
Hilarious.
Wait, explain this now. So Kate Winslet's doing what? She's narrating what?
She's narrating an upcoming documentary about King Charles III, which is cool, but I just love her. And so I think it's nice to see her on the other side.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have gotten it until your clue, so thank God for your clue. Christy to Rose, which we should just make her the winner because that was greatest answer ever. still Squadoosh.
This singer raised more than $600,000 for mental health charities at her third annual Rare Makeup Impact Fund benefit, and we are loving her like a love song, baby. What's her name?
Rose.
Rose to get on the board.
P-P-P, Selena Gomez.
Is it Selena Gomez? Also would have accepted near, far, wherever you are. Just say,
accepted.
And the challenger is on the board. Still trailing the champion 2-1.
This singer recorded PSAs for subway riders in New York City while in town for her Madison Square Garden shows with hits like Espresso and Manchild.
Oh, hey, wait. Shush. Sorry, I wasn't trying to play that. I was pushing buttons when I shouldn't have been. Christy buzzed in and is looking to get the win.
Is she?
Christy? Christy?
Oh, we've like, oh, Christy's Uh-oh. Phone. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. Bye, Christy.
Christy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, answer quick while we've got you.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Is it Sabrina Carpenter? Of course it is. Game over.
Go, girl.
Oh, man.
In the nick of time, baby.
I thought this was going to get ugly super quick. By the way, is Rose not one of our most favorite contestants that we've had in a long, long time on this show? Really great, dude.
Near, far, wherever you are.
We'll live in infamy. We'll absolutely live in infamy. But we got to let you go, Rose. You please call us again soon, will you?
Almost definitely. Thank you.
We appreciate you. Happy Halloween. Happy Nevada Day. Happy Friday. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thank
Bye. There
you.
Goes. There goes Rose. Christy Pinio of Aliante widens Aliante's lead. They've got 28 wins overall. They're well in front on the big leaderboard ahead of Sunrise Manor. They've got 25. Christy also adds Andrew Santino tickets to her prize cachet. And we'll see you back here again on Monday with fresh prizes. And you'll go for win number 4 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Swifties will be glad to know that I was moving APT out of the way so that I could play Taylor Swift, The Fate of Ophelia. You're welcome. And thank you for listening to The Chet Buchanan Show. Okay, first things first, we need to do this.
This Hometown Throwdown is brought to you by Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall. Unlock excitement.
Second, I have a question for you, Michaela.
I want to give you an answer.
How much money did you spend on Halloween this year?
Okay, surprisingly, not that much, around $50.
Okay, on candy, I assume. Oh, pet costume.
A pet costume. I needed a new pair of tights and a new pair of fishnets.
Oh, for a showgirl costume.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That didn't, I don't know why. I don't know where my brain went at first, but then
fair,
I went.
Normal people would say candy and a pumpkin.
No, I understand.
Because it's me. It's like tights, fishnets, red nails, nail glue. You're like, I know, then
I was
about?
Like, wait, what costume was she doing? Oh, yeah, showgirl. No, that all tracks. It all clocks right there. So they asked 7,500 people, how much do you plan to spend on Halloween this year? Adrian, how much do you spend?
Less than 100 as well.
Okay. And I'm sorry for the distinction. Was it between 50 and 100? Was it 50 to 99?
Yeah, 50 was it to 99. 20?
Okay, 50 to 99. You were in the 12% bracket. Just 6% said they'd be dropping $100 or more. My wife was totally down with getting the 12-foot skeleton, and I was on board. Just never happened. Otherwise, we'd be in that upper echelon as well, because Skelly ain't cheap.
Skelly ain't cheap.
Skelly ain't cheap. Put that on a t-shirt. Skelly ain't cheap. I'm out here. I'm out here doing what I'm doing because Skelly ain't cheap.
Period.
1 out of 5 said they spent 25 to 49. Total, 22% less than $25, 32%, a full third, my people, zero, spent nothing.
That's crazy.
On how? You know what? I'm a big fat liar. I did spend $100. I got two skeletons and some webs. I'm a big fat. I did not.
Okay, but also love that for you. Good.
I just went from zero to now the 12%.
Quite literally.
I thought it was interesting though. 70, if you add it all up, 73%, 3 out of 4 spend less than $50. And 32% said they didn't spend anything.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yet Halloween. Or is this maybe why we love Halloween so much? Because we can be balling on a budget. You know what I mean?
100%. Maybe we can
celebrate and don't have to worry about it.
Jason, Freddie, Pennywise, Chucky, and...
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Scary!
Happy Halloween from 98.5 KLUC.
And happy Nevada Day and happy Friday. And thank you for being here. So this company has launched this thing called Neo, right?
It's a robot. It's like human. It's priced at about $20,000, $499 a month. It's the first commercially available household chore assistant. That's how they're marketing it. Four microphones, three speakers, fisheye cameras for navigation and interaction. The machine can lift up to 50 pounds. It'll do stuff for you like taking out the trash, watering the plants, carrying boxes, whatever. I suppose you could probably talk it into carrying the groceries from your car. Neo is a safe humanoid robot that does your chores and offers personalized assistance. This is what the company says. Each unit includes a washable knit suit and customizable shoes. The robot introduces itself saying, "I'm Neo. I'm here to help around the house." Now, I fully understand that there's probably not a single one of us that's spending $20,000 on this stupid thing.
Sure.
But if the prices were to come down like computers and big screen TVs.
Yes.
Mika, are you buying a robot?
Yeah, I am.
Are you buying a robot?
I'm going to say this. I got that Roomba that vacuums your house for you.
Hold on. We got to back up this story. We got to do the little bit of pre-story. Michaela thinks the Roomba is the greatest, and I'm saying this with zero prejudice, zero judgment.
I know, say
I'm just
it.
Stating facts.
Preach it.
I'm reporting the facts
Come
right
on.
Now with a smile on my face because I think it's awesome.
Here we go.
Is it fair? I'll let you decide, Michaela. Is it fair if I were to say that you believe that the Roomba is like the height of technology? You love the Roomba and the idea of it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible.
Yes.
And I don't have to vacuum. And sometimes my fat little dog Rocco likes to sit on it and they just go for a ride. And I think it's incredible. I get so much entertainment and cleanliness out of it.
You know what? I love my Roomba so much.
I'd give this a try.
I would definitely have a robot, a Neo.
Chet, isn't it funny that Michaela doesn't know how to use a computer, but she wants this full body robot? And like, I don't believe you'd know how to use it.
Well, if it's the same.
I'd make Lisa do it.
Right. And if it's the and if it's the same as the Roomba where you just push the button.
Hello.
I'll make the robot use the computer.
It docks itself. Yeah. It docks itself, no big deal.
Exactly.
Adrian, if the prices came down,
no,
and they were like computers and big screen TVs, would you not buy a robot?
No. Only for content purposes and using
Why
it in
not?
Public, but not for the house. Absolutely not. I've seen way too many movies. I'm not approving of AI, none of this stuff. They're going to take over the world. And it's going to be all our fault because we bought it. Because it helps us save us 20 seconds to take out the trash.
If it is evil, yeah, are we so lazy that we can't take out the trash anymore?
Yes, we can't think. We have to use ChatGPT to write an email back. Like, what are we doing?
The answer is yes.
If there...
I'm speaking for a whole community
Period.
Out there.
Period.
Kevin,
and the answer is yes.
Yes.
Period. To all of it. Are we so lazy that we can't take out the trash? Yes. Do we need a robot? Yes. Do we love our dog riding on the Roomba? Yes. Also, yes.
Ordinary people. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Friday, Halloween, Nevada Day. Welcome to it, the 31st day of October, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon, as if you didn't know. He is Adrian Hernandez. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. We are 34 days until Toy Drive.
Woo.
And we were just talking about this. Are you going to, Michaela, will you decorate for Christmas this weekend?
No, next weekend.
We're Thanksgiving people. Adrian, will you decorate?
Probably in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're Thanksgiving-ish people. before that all comes out. But my wife was subtly making, I saw her, was subtly making preparations. She was preparing to prepare the other day. Mm-hmm. Like, she was moving stuff around. There were bins that were coming out of the closet that it was like, are we doing this right now? She goes, no. Just making sure where everything is. Uh-huh. I see you.
I like it.
But yeah, once we're clear of Halloween, all bets are off, right?
For sure. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. And again, 34 days till Toy Drive, which is completely, completely mind-blowing. VGK, back in the fortress today. Colorado, 1 o'clock start. You might be able to find some decently priced tickets. I'm just saying, because there might still be plenty of people that still have to work and whatever and can't take advantage of Nevada Day.
Yeah.
To go.
Yeah.
So you might be able to go see the Golden Knights today at 1 o'clock for cheap if you wanted to look online. Raiders in Jacksonville on Sunday. UNLV in New Mexico in Allegiant tomorrow. Running Rebels next week. Lady Rebels next week. UNLV hockey lost their first game of the season last night to something called Jamestown. And their mascot, Michaela, the Jimmies. That's one of them East Coast schools that you never heard of before, but they're like really good at hockey.
For sure.
And that's their thing. My guess is this Jamestown is possibly in Pennsylvania. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm guessing. But the Jimmies, they got us. We beat them the first game they were there. Who was there? UNLV hockey was there. And then they beat us last night. And then UNLV hockey comes home. They'll be at City National playing Arizona next Wednesday. Just if you're the biggest hockey fan ever now and you want to get, and you go, I like my teams to win, you know, even though they lost their first of the year, they're still ranked number one. So
for
let's
sure.
go.
Uh-huh.
Let's go. All right. Relationship rehab. Yeah. I think we're going to take a second look at the first pick this morning. Cause we just kind of glossed over them a little bit. The relationship rehab stuff, the first pick stuff. And why don't we make it a 177-second version? So we'll speed through these. There's three topics. We'll do 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes. And why don't you be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. The Demi Lovato It's Not That Deep Tour, MGM Grand Garden Arena, Friday, May 8th. Your last pair of winning before you can buy them tickets right now. For Relationship Rehab, only on the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, who's on the phone, Adrian?
That will be Brittany Olar from Galleria.
Right on then. Hey, Britt.
Hi. Oh, my God.
How you been, buddy?
I'm so good right now.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I'm guessing because of the Demi Lovato tickets.
You have no idea.
Yeah. Well, we have a little idea. You have something of an idea, don't you, Michaela?
A little bit of an idea.
Yeah, I have an idea.
Yeah.
I have a small idea.
Yeah, got a feeling.
We're not sitting in her seat, but no. Hey, we got stuff to ask you, Britt. You're the perfect person for all of this. I don't know if you heard any. I'll start the clock right now. A mom reached out. Her 8-year-old found a box. Mom, in her younger days, did what she had to do to keep food on the table, keep the lights on, that kind of thing. Found a box of her old, and I'm just going to come right out and say it. Found a box of her old stripper clothes. The 8-year-old wanted to wear the cop outfit for Halloween. The outfit's baggy. It's not, I mean, it looked great on mom, but, you know, not the same on the 8-year-old.
Yeah.
The mom wanted to know if it was inappropriate to let her wear it.
Well, how revealing is it?
Well, that's the thing. And if you know what, I was on the fence earlier. Michaela, how do you feel about this?
I don't think it matters. No one else knows, just the mom.
When she says the outfit is baggy, here's her words. The outfit is baggy and not sexual. So, yeah, if you're okay with it and it's your kid, then I understand the what if somebody asks questions, but maybe people need to mind their own business.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's how it is. I think who cares?
Yeah, it's your home.
Yeah.
Your kid.
Is that how you really feel, or did we just bully you into that opinion?
No. Okay. True.
You kind of lowered your voice a little. I was like, you know, maybe.
I don't think anything about it, you know? But, I mean, what are you going to do? It's in your home. No one else has to see. Nobody else has to know. And it's just an item of clothing.
Adrian, if they find your GIMP mask, are you okay? Is it fine?
No, I'm gonna.
That's the story. That's
Spirit
the joke.
Halloween.
Hey, I found Grandpa's old gas mask in the garage. Uh-huh. That's not a gas mask. I found his World War II gas mask. That's not what that is. No, sorry.
We'll share that later. But if nobody knows what it is, it's just you.
Yeah, but you know.
But I don't care.
Well, but the GIMP mask, that's a different story.
No,
that's a different story. The GIMP mask is a different story. Yeah, the stripper cop outfit.
That I'm talking about.
Yeah, no. Whatever. Maybe the skirt is probably not the best idea, but whatever. My kid has a group costume planned with a few friends. This was Tina in Mountain's Edge. My kid has a group costume planned with a few friends. Another friend wants in. Do I make her include this friend? My daughter says that the group is full. Do I make her include this other friend or let them work it out on their own?
Work it out on their own.
Interesting. Did we come to the consensus earlier that it was make her do it? tell her don't be so. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, include her.
Yeah, that was the consensus.
Right. That we,
I mean,
that we
have to pick it out, even if you force them to be a part of it, though.
Yeah, you know what? Let me throw this out there because I know what we said earlier. But does it make it worse? Does it make it worse if you make them do it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mika, does it make it worse?
No, I don't think so. Because you're enforcing that you just include people and things change last minute and you go with the flow. Adaptability's great. Let everyone feel good. Do it.
I got to be honest, Britt. That's a well thought out and well stated argument. Yeah, that's good.
Well,
I say we go with that and just, you know, let it be.
Let's go,
you know,
with it.
The time's up. You've already got your Demi Lovato tickets. I say we just call it a day and we move forward.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy same Halloween. To you.
Jason, Freddie, Pennywise, Chucky, and
the Chet Buchanan Show. Happy Halloween from 98.5 KLUC.
In the morning.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
All right, so there's, you know, we have to do this. There's some sort of rule that says we have to do this at least once on Halloween. What do you believe are the top Halloween costumes of the year for children? Michaela, if you had to guess, what's the number one? And this is one where you'll go, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of course it is. Number one Halloween costume for children.
For this year?
Yeah.
The K-pop Demon Hunters.
Top 10, which is pretty amazing that it would be, you know, overall for all the kids that it would be top 10. It was number 9.
Okay.
Number one, what's your son going as, Adrian?
Fantastic Four.
Oh, I thought he was Spider-Man.
No, no, no. No, it was Fantastic Four this year because of the new movie.
All four of them?
You Reed Richards.
Oh, okay. All right.
So cute.
Spider-Man number one. You'll see a lot of Spider-Man. And by the way, just word to the wise for adults, man, I learned this when I got my Captain America suit and changed it into Captain Candlelighters 4 years ago when we used to do the superhero 5K with Candlelighters. Mm-hmm. And I turned into Captain Candlelighters. You learn a lot about your fitness level when you put on a spandex superhero suit. You learn a lot about where
that's
you're
hilarious.
At in your fitness journey
100%.
When you put on that suit, which is why you will not be seeing me in it today at Town Scary. Spider-Man 1 for kids, Princess 2, Witch 3, Ghost 4, Superhero 5. I will tell you, it's not Because when you think about overall, it's not as specific as you might guess.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? That makes sense. I hear it now.
So number one costume for adults, Michaela.
Cat.
I thought of you immediately when I said, in fact, it's the whole reason we're doing the bit. It's the whole reason I thought of Adrian because I thought your son was Spider-Man. I really did. And so that's why when I saw that was number one, I thought of Adrian immediately. For adults, I went, of course it's Cat. It's gotta be Cat.
Gotta be.
Cat number four.
Oh God, what's one?
Pirate 3, Vampire 2, Witch number 1.
Okay. Yeah, the pirate makes sense. Okay, yeah. A witch. Fine.
Number one pet costume.
A bunny.
This will totally make sense too. Bunny, not in the top 10.
Okay.
You want to guess again? Just cause?
Yeah, it would be like a...
You could also say no.
Clown.
You could also say pass. Clown? Boy, that would... Oh, I see, with the little ruffles
exactly.
And the whatnot.
The little hat.
Pumpkin number one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Pumpkin number one. And hot dog number two.
Oh,
not as
yes.
In, and not as in sexy dog, you pervert. No, oh. Like literally like the food, hot, like hot dog, not hot not
like
dog.
A, like it's a hot, attractive dog.
Attractive. An attractive dog.
An unattractive dog.
Sexy dog. Sexy dog. And then, yeah. Or you could just put the little ears on them and go, no, it's a cat.
Yeah. Meow. Can I tell you, Chet, I had to go to this event yesterday. I'm just laughing at the active abilities of putting something tight on. I wore Spanx to this event last night. And when I was headed home.
To grant a gift?
I wore these Spanx to grant a gift and they were wonderful. To your credit, I had such a hard time putting them on because they were too tight. By the time I got into the car, I said, Lisa, you give me that knife. She gave me a pocket knife and I cut those Spanx off of my body in the passenger seat while people were waiting in valet for their own cars. And I was half embarrassed.
No.
Yes, but I was dying. I was trying to get heartburn. I was sweating. You know, when you feel suffocated, I had such a hard time putting those little suckers on. I should have known. And it was a size too small, but I insisted. And I cut them off with a knife last night.
Yeah. My guess is that your reason and my reason for it being a little too tight are a little different. Because one of us goes to the gym and the other one, they walk a little.
Happy Halloween.
I love Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
From 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, they got me again.
Why?
They got me again. The Kardashians got me again. NASA has responded to Kim Kardashian after the reality star claimed on Thursday's episode of The Kardashians. And it's like, I should have realized it in that first line. After Kim claimed on Thursday's episode of The Kardashians, I should have known. I'm reading this thing. And it's like, NASA has responded. Well, NASA responded, so I'm in.
Right.
That the 1969 moon landing was staged. Acting administrator Sean Duffy wrote on social media, yes, Kim Kardashian, we've been to the moon before. 6 times. He added that they're going back. We won the last space race. We'll win this one, too, on the show. Kardashian, it was all... It was all a setup. They're really smart. They're really good. The people that do the writing for the Kardashians.
It's so true.
Man. And they were like, I know what we'll do. We haven't been in the news for a while. And it used to be that like Khloe would get in a fender bender on Sunset.
For sure.
And then it would be, oh, you got to watch Kardashians. Find out if she's got whiplash. And I.
You buy into it.
I read this thing, so listen, I tip my hat because then Kim goes, because there's no lasting, it's what's it going to harm? Nothing. But will it get everybody talking that Kim goes, I think the moon landing was fake. Let's do that one. And it sucks me right in.
It's It's okay.
She also gives off the personality of legitimately believing that we haven't been.
Oh, I for sure believe that she gives off. Oh, yeah, yeah. She was talking to Sarah Paulson, and they were talking
that
about...
That was the bit.
All the videos that she sends to Sarah Paulson, and they're all conspiracy theories. I actually don't think it's just a bit. I think she really believes it, and she's going to have some of that fan base going on it with her.
But is there also a possibility that they wrote that?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like reality is a little bit different, too. I feel like where they want drama, I think they do move on things that they really do care about. She's made comments in the past of really believing a lot of conspiracies. You've seen her even talk to like different political people on both sides and be interested in both things. I really think it's part of her personality.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm on my guard. Yeah, I'm on my guard with these people. Because I read the thing and I'm like, oh, Kim, what are you talking about? Don't jump into the moon conspiracy thing. And then I went, sucked me in again. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
A couple of minutes before 9 o'clock on Friday, the 31st day of October. Happy Halloween. Happy Nevada Day.
Yes.
Happy Friday. Woo. 3 day, you know what? And 3 day weekends work both ways too, because I gotta be honest, I hate coming in so much today because this office is quiet.
Yeah.
It's, you can actually get stuff done and whatnot.
Totally.
Yeah, and we'll see everybody at Town Scary later on today at Town Square, Las Vegas. Costume contest will start at 4:30. Town Square will open up for Town Scary. It's open anyway. But I mean, like the whole thing with Town Scary starts at 4. Candy will go until 7. The whole thing goes till 8. Bounce houses. There's a dance rock party climber on the lawn. What's that?
The rock climbing.
Yeah, bring money for that and for the bounce house. But the DJ is free and the contest is free. We'll have costume contests every half hour starting at 4:30. That'll go. The last one will be at 6:30. It's just great.
Mm-hmm.
We can't wait to see you. I'm okay. Interesting article that just literally popped up. When it comes to Halloween, there are two kinds of people. Those who believe things are getting more intense than in recent years. I don't know if it's, I mean, more intense in recent years. Probably the last 5 or 10.
Yeah.
And those who believe that we're babying kids too much and that things are becoming too safe, too protective, and too bland.
Yeah.
I might have a foot in both of those camps, but so the article in the New York Times asks, have Halloween decorations become too scary? They mentioned things like Skelly and the big, you know, we talked about the 12-foot Skelly that I wanted to buy for my house.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And that some of the other stuff that's super lifelike and kind of gory and all that. Have we gotten a little too far with all of this stuff? Michaela Gordon, what say you?
I think we're just getting a little soft, babe. I mean, it's cool. Like, we don't have to have everything so protective. It's Halloween. It's a little gory, freaky. It's not a big deal. Like, I think in some ways, we're just a little overly sensitive.
Yeah, I have not seen, I know it exists. I know it exists, the gory over the top. But for the most part, it's fun and funny. And
yeah, like I have a majority boys in my family. For Halloween, they would put ketchup all over their face on the skeletons. They were gross. They were disgusting. I love them, but it made me put my hand in this jar of worms and told me it was brains. Like, they're gross. Am I okay? As I say that out loud, I am actually not okay, so maybe it was too gory for me.
And you've been
maybe
in therapy for 3 straight years.
Yeah, there's been a lot of therapy.
Okay, I think I just disproved my point, therapy. Actually. Let me roll back.
They talked to some parents who have young kids who like classic Halloween imagery, pumpkins, witches, ghosts, spiders, skeletons. They feel that things like today's dismembered bodies and moving, speaking, and gesturing props are too disturbing. There are also neighbors who complain about the decorations in their neighborhood being too violent and unsettling. I will tell you, the only thing I ever complained about was just there was a buddy of ours that was, and he was traveling a lot for work, and he didn't quite realize that this thing did what it did so often. He thought he had it on a timer. And what it was motion sensitive. And so the idea was if somebody came up to his house, it would go, if you enter here, you're going to die, or, you know, something goofy like that. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was. The problem was he didn't set the timer quite exactly what it was. And this thing would just go off for anything, like a bug or whatever. So
that's so funny.
In the middle of the night for hours on end. And it was loud. Like, he lives around the corner. He lives around the corner from me. You could hear it from my driveway.
That's hilarious.
So I can only imagine what it was like for the neighbors that are like right next door and this thing. And finally he got it fixed. But yeah, that was a, hey, everybody come over to my driveway. Beers are on me.
Yeah.
And we'll fix this. Though.
Yeah, it's fun, dude.
Regardless of how you celebrate, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And we'll see you at Town Scary. And happy Nevada Day.
I'm excited.
And thank you. And happy Friday. It's the Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I was just reading an article about how we use the interwebs, use the internet a lot. Wouldn't you think that gaming was primarily a dude thing?
Yeah, I would.
Women represent over half of gamers in the United States.
Yeah, let's go.
52%.
Wow.
I know. I would if you'd have asked me what percentage of gamers do you think are women, and I'd be like
18%. 100%.
Something like that. 100% on the 18%.
Yeah, 100% on the 18%.
I get what you meant. I just wanted to clarify for those.
Yeah,
listening.
good.
And how weird is this? Of all the gamers in the United States, 22%, so almost a quarter, are 65 and older.
No way.
Mind blown. Mind completely
yes.
blown.
Yes.
Globally, 51% are male, 48% female.
Okay.
Or female. I'm not sure.
Whatever you prefer. Yep.
Whatever you identify as.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then gaming helps reduce stress, problem solving, blah, blah, blah. And I was just astounded that there were more in the United States, more women than men. Adrian's eavesdropping in the other room, and he just put it on her screen. Old grandma is a streaming legend. She's one of the best Call of Duty players ever.
Oh, that's my fantastic. God, that's iconic.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. I'm staying on this whole blowing your mind on a Friday thing.
Right.
You know, on this whole theme that we had a little bit ago. Although, I apologize for not having these things be themed out for Halloween. Lame. But whatever. Mm-hmm. We could all kind of use a little bit of a break also.
We're going to be inundated all weekend long.
I was like, should I go the extra effort and go find Halloween stuff? And it's like, we're already just beaten over the head with all of it. And we've done Halloween content all week long anyway.
Yeah.
So I regret nothing.
Good for you. Stand in your power.
No one really knows exactly when people started using the phrase Jesus H. Christ. Or what the H stands for, nobody really knows. But Mark Twain said in his autobiography that people were already using it when he was a kid.
Oh, dang.
And that would have been the mid-1800s, like Civil War times. So,
yeah. Okay.
I guess it's really kind of, I don't know why I find that so amusing,
yeah.
But it is to me. Horatio. I believe it's Horatio.
Oh, yeah. It's got it.
Why not? It's been 30 years since M&M's got rid of the color tan. They gave the public three choices of what you were getting rid of tan.
Oh my God.
You could either have blue or purple or pink. And blue, if you know your M&M's, you know the blue one.
Yeah.
It's been almost 50 years since they brought the orange M&M's in to replace the red M&M's. Because that's when people were starting to learn about red dyes.
Oh.
Although the dye they were using was not a big deal, but people were like, yeah, I'm not eating the red ones because the red dye.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. They brought it back. They brought it back in 1987 and made it and had a big campaign about the red ones are okay. And they're going to change that again next year. Because it's happened all over again, we're all worried about red dye.
Yeah, for sure.
So M&M's are changing it again. That's a lot to keep track of. Wrap your brain around this. Geographically, the United States and Canada are almost the exact same size. Which one do you think's bigger? It's close. Just so you know, it's close.
United States.
I would have thought Canada. And I would have been right, but it's only about a percentage and a half, 1.5%, that Canada's bigger than the U.S. The U.S. is actually almost as big as all of Europe as well. I know, because Europe's all kind of is crammed in. And it's a bunch of little countries to make one big continent and all of that. So, we're about 3.5% smaller than all of Europe. Enjoy that as you dazzle your friends while you're out trick-or-treating tonight. Dazzle the other parents with your knowledge.
Let them know about that red dye M&M.
Yeah, while you're waiting for your kids to make it back out to the street after they've gone down the sidewalk to go get candy. and make sure you have an amazing weekend. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian!
Hey, happy Halloween. If you live in the good neighborhood with a lot of big houses and interesting exotic cars, we will be in your neighborhood trick-or-treating. So come say hi at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok. We will be in Salt Lake City for WWE Saturday Night main event this weekend. So you should be checking out Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts for a bunch of content this weekend. Peace.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and we'll have live band karaoke at Fountain Blue. So excited.
Big.
Tonight and tomorrow. And then we're back at the Doberman in the Arts District on Sunday. It was just supposed to be a month, and they were like, we love you. Just do Sundays.
Oh, no. One night only. Stop it. That's like the Jessica Simpson thing. One night only.
I know. Listen,
she'll pack that room. That'll be a 6-month residency.
Yeah.
And away we go. Yeah. So go for the live band karaoke when you go to see Michaela this weekend. Stay for the showgirl Halloween costume.
Yeah.
And everybody have an amazing weekend. Make sure you call somebody and tell them you love them this weekend. Tell them happy Halloween and tell them that you love them, because you never know when you might not get that chance again. And, and seriously, even on Friday, on Halloween, compliment somebody's costume, but don't be a pervert, because they'll send you to HR.
Exactly. That's
a little advice from your buddies at the Chet Buchanan Show. Believe this, great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing weekend. Happy Halloween.
Love you guys.
A very spooky beezy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.